Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jason Stark joins us now from The Athletic and the MLB Network. Time to get in some baseball, always one of our favorite parts of the week. Jason, what's going on this morning?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Oh, we're doing good, doing good. I want to ask you kind of a local question for us here. Nashville will be affiliated now with the Texas Rangers, the Sounds will, to be the AAA team. What do you think of their farm system as they get started with the four-year agreement next year?
Well, you know, it's not what it once was. The Rangers, you know, throughout the last decade have been loaded with young players, and, you know, we've seen a lot of them in the big leagues. They're down there now in the bottom third of systems, I would say, you know, in part because they've had to make a lot of trades to contend, and they know they're retooling right now. But just to give you an example of where they stand, Baseball America just announced its minor league all-stars, and the Rangers didn't have a single position player who was a full-season minor league all-star. So that tells you something, right? But, you know, they do have that kid, Willie Taveras, who's an outfielder. He's actually up with the Rangers right now. Had kind of a down year, but last year he hit 31 homers and was regarded as one of the best hitters in the minor leagues. I would be shocked if he's not in Nashville next year, so that'll be somebody to come see.
Atlanta, of course, you're trying to get to the finish line in the National League East. Is this the Phillies' last stand as they play that series this weekend?
I think that's safe to say. The Phillies pretty much have to run the table, don't they? You know, 5.5 games back with 11 to play, 7 of them against the Braves, the other 4 at Coors Field. I mean, the Phillies, once they kind of bottomed out here over the last month and a half, their goal was just to get to these games in Atlanta and have them mean something. So they got that part done. But the Braves are better than the Phillies. The Phillies are hitting .238 as a team. They've had the worst defense in the major leagues. They've blown 10 games that they led after 7 innings. And if you go back to when they peaked in the first week of August, since then, they're 12 games under .500 when anybody but Aaron Nola starts. So I would like the Braves' chances.
Is Boston's David Price maybe one of the X factors in the postseason gets here? And gosh, he's been awesome in the second half, but has had his struggles against the Yankees. We saw again last night. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think he's the most important guy on their team who is not named Sale, Martinez, or Mookie. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had an awesome second half before last night. 9 starts, 1.5 ERA. They've gone 8-1 in the starts. He's 5-0, and then he goes into Yankee Stadium and gives up 6 runs. And they're going to match up with the Yankees if the Yankees win the wild card game. And I think it's clear he's got to start one of those games in Fenway, right? He starts game 2 and possibly game 5. So I think that tells us he's a pivotal guy in their plans, because in Yankee Stadium he's got close to a 5 ERA and just a ton of home run balls, so he is going to have to dominate in Fenway.
We're on with Jason Stark of the Athletic and Major League Baseball Network, naturally. And Jason, I guess first for me is if the Brewers and Cardinals, as well as the Dodgers and Rockies, all finish in a tie, man, what do you think is going to happen here with all this, I guess, chaos, as you would call it?
Well, I wrote about this week, Blaine, and I'm a fan of chaos. I admit it.
I see.
The Rockies really messed this up last night, didn't they? Getting swept in Dodger Stadium really reduces the odds of having one of those 4-team ties for 3 spots, and that's what I'm rooting for. But all right, let's say this happens. You know, baseball's got a really complicated system to break the ties. There would have to be 2 games Monday, 1 to decide the NL West, and 1 to decide one of the wild card spots among the Brewers and Cardinals. And then there'd be another game Tuesday. That'd be kind of a survivor game Winner goes on, loser goes home. And then the wild card game for the National League is supposed to be on that Tuesday. So that would have to get pushed back into Wednesday, which would complicate the AL wild card game for somebody. And you can see what we're leading to. Now, I did the math on what the travel schedules would look like if that happened. And the Rockies, if things broke right or wrong, would have to play 5 games in 5 days in 5 cities and change time zones every day. So that'd be fun, huh? Let's root for that.
Yeah, of course. Jason, how critical was Luis Severino's appearance last night? Because he finally looked like the guy in the first half of this season against the Red Sox.
You know, that was a lot closer, right? That was the guy that I remember. Once he got past that first inning, he had some command issues early. Then he locked in. And when he's good, when he's that guy, when he relaxes, it's like facing a closer for 7 innings. There are very few starting pitchers in the sport who have the stuff that he has. But he's pitched his way out of the wild card game. He's pitched his way out of the Cy Young conversation. He's a game 3, maybe even game 4 starter for them. And if that's what he is, that's a dangerous guy for any team to have to face, especially with their bullpen issues. They don't have to have him pitch deep in games the way they can line up that pen.
Well, and also, Jay Happ has been just unbelievable. And Voit. And, you know, you always talk about big names at the trade deadline. You know, two guys who don't exactly jump out at you have been great acquisitions for them.
How good is Brian Cashman at his job?
He's
right?
Awesome.
It's funny. I think he doesn't get the credit that he should get because they have so much money and they spend so much money. But he always finds a way to put those pieces in place. And it's never just about the big moves. It's about the little moves. It's about the moves that make the pieces fit together. And, you know, like, we knew Jay Happ would help them, but we didn't expect this, right? And I don't remember even talking about the Luke Voit deal. Not for 1 second. At the deadline, after the deadline, reviewing the deadline.
It was to clear a roster spot because they just... they had too many pitchers, and they had to offload Shreve.
Right. That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that makes Brian Cashman so good is, you know, he's not just making moves at the deadline for 2018. He's making moves with 2019 in mind. And remember, they've done all they've done and actually gotten under the luxury tax threshold, which resets the tax on them if they go out and make a splash this winter. Incredible.
How concerned should the Cubs be over the injuries to the back of their bullpen?
Really concerned. I mean, the only good news for them is that the other teams in the NL field outside of the Brewers have bullpen issues too. And it's going to make October incredibly wild, and that part of it is fun. But what's not fun is they have no established order at the back of their pen now. They know Brandon Morrow is not coming back. Pedro Strop, I mean, I assume if they go deep enough, he'll be back. But coming back from a hamstring, that's a little iffy. And he'd really been the guy who had saved them out there. And so if you think back to Joe in the 2016 World Series and all the bullpen maneuvering he did that raised so many eyebrows, it's just an invitation to get second-guessed, isn't it, when you got to make that many decisions every night?
Yeah, and finally, you know, real quick, the return of Adam Wainwright to the Cardinals with those young starters, you know, you can't ignore the Redbirds if they make it in.
I am with you. You know, it felt like they needed one more starter to step forward. Wouldn't it be cool if it was Adam Wainwright? And, like, that game he pitched on Sunday night was right out of the Adam Wainwright vault. It was 2014 retro, Adam Wainwright. And when he's got that kind of breaking ball and that kind of command, he can be a force. He was not healthy one day this season, I would say, until he came back off the DL. And his next two starts will tell us a lot about where he's at. But if he's that guy, he's a weapon. And, you know, the Cardinals are trying to sneak into the wild card. I think they're going to make it, but they're going to need all hands on deck. And it'd be really fun if he's one of them. I love that guy.
We enjoy our visits with Jason Stark every week. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Always fun, guys. Thanks.